All right, we're talking with Maureen Miltenberger, Woody Woodbury, and Geraldine Lucio, and they are running for city council. And I see, are there any in particular items you guys want to let people know before we move on? You said you
I have something I would like to discuss, if that's okay. I have heard rumors in the community that something that happened in my past has been being used against me, and I'd just like to take a minute to clear that up. I was a Canby City Council member in the early 90s, actually. I was appointed in as Woody was appointed in and then reelected into the position. And that's the time when there was a gentleman named Lon Mabon, who was very active in the state and trying to get a major pass for the state that was anti-gay, and that went down. Then two communities, Springfield and Canby, voted in to discriminate against gay people. And when that got voted in, I, as a council member, said, I am not going to do that. I will not discriminate against anyone for any reason. And another gentleman, Joe Driggers, said the same thing. We had a lot of publicity. I had TV cameras following me everywhere. Even got national publicity for it. And we had the ACLU very much involved in that issue at the time. Right. It was actually towards the end of my term that I was elected into. And the city itself said, well, you're not following what we said you were going to do. So they did a effort to recall us, which they were successful in. They recalled us off of the council. At the same time they recalled us, the ACLU said, this is illegal. You cannot do this. So the city couldn't do it. But I got the front page of the Oregonian for being one of the six people in Oregon that stood up for my principles at the time. So I just wanted to let people know that in the community, because I've heard the people using that as a negative. And I think standing up for my principles, number one, is very good. And not allowing a city to discriminate against anyone for any reason is also good. So if people are still using that as a negative, you have the facts now, and I appreciate the time to be able to do that.
All right. Woody, tell people why you're the best candidate for the job.
Well, I'm a good listener. I listen to both sides before I make a decision. If you ever come to a city council meeting, you'll notice that I'm usually the last one to contribute to before we vote. I want to stay impartial. I want to follow the facts and make it make our city better. It's just there's so many good things going on here right now. The arts committee, the beautification that's going on, and that's not a small job. It's been going on. I've been off of FURA for 2 years now, and that was many of the things that are just happening now are things that we discussed 5, 6, 7 years ago. So it's, I want to be thorough. I want to represent the city. I want to represent my constituents.
Geraldine?
It's important for my community. It's important for me to have a voice for everybody that comes in and out of the barbershop. It's important for me to see Florence grow as a community and keep on moving in a positive direction.
Thank you all today for being here. Good luck to all of you. I'm a city resident. I guess I get to vote for two of you here coming up here. So I appreciate your time today, and I hope the residents of Florence and the surrounding area appreciate it too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.
And coming up next on Our Town, we're talking 30 years with John Thompson of Coast Radio.